For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Today we're going to start with a letter to the editor from the Portland Oregonian. Allow recreational marijuana. Not only should medical marijuana be made available to patients in need, but also adult recreational use should be regulated. There is a big difference between condoning marijuana use and protecting children from drugs. What's needed is a regulated market with age controls. Separating the hard and soft drug markets is critical. As long as marijuana distribution remains in organized crime's hands, consumers will come into contact with drugs like methamphetamine. This, quote, gateway is the result of a fundamentally flawed policy. It makes no sense to waste tax dollars on failed policies that finance organized crime and facilitate hard drug use. Drug policy reform may send the wrong message to children, but I like to think the children are more important than the message. That's from Robert Sharp, policy analyst of Common Sense for Drug Policy, csdp.org. Here's another letter to the editor from Minnesota, the St. Cloud Times. Legal drugs can be controlled. If Dizoxin, the legal pharmaceutical form of methamphetamine, were legally available to adults without a prescription in local pharmacies, for pennies per dose, would we have illegal clandestine meth labs throughout the nation? I don't think so. Recreational drugs are far too dangerous to be completely unregulated and controlled by criminals. Only legal products can be regulated by our government. Only legal products can be taxed by our government. And only legal products can be controlled by our government. Alcohol prohibition didn't stop people from buying and drinking alcohol. It just stopped people from buying their alcohol from legal, regulated, and taxed sources. And our drug prohibition policies are not stopping people from buying and using recreational drugs. It's just stopping them from buying their drugs from legal, regulated, and taxed sources. For the sake of the children, please regulate and control the sale of recreational drugs. And that's from Kirk Muse of Mesa, Arizona. We're going to close out with this little bit I got from Canada, the Ottawa Citizens. Teens prefer marijuana to heavy drinking, survey shows. They realize that cannabis is not the dangerous narcotics that adults say, but may be just a medicinal herb. The way to reduce marijuana use among youth is to legalize and regulate its use by age. Then users will need valid ID to acquire it. To reduce harm, we need to have a sensible drug regulation policy, not propagandist programs of abstention and just say no messages. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.